men in the world get all they can and count all they can get. We're programmed by the world, selfish, self-centered character and nature of Satan. If you want to see what Satan looks like, look at any man in the world. He steps and he outsmarts and he deceives his neighbor. You let a man move into a religious setting, with his intellect and his academics and whatever background that he might have that people look up to in the world, and he moves into a religious setting, he never has truly repented. So, the world, the strong lord it over the weak. You move into religion, the strong lord it over the weak. It becomes politics. You move to the top and you control. Yep. And so then, what do you think you get out of the Bible? A man who has never repented doesn't understand anything about holiness and righteousness. He can't see it in the Bible. So with his intellect, see, now let me tell you something. I am going to come down there for this. Let me show you something. I want you to hear what I'm saying, folks. I want you to hear this word called mixture. Sometimes when I'm riding around on Sunday morning, now I'm not trying to say everyone's wrong but me. If you're hearing that, you're listening to a demon. I'm just sharing, most everybody's wrong. But I can ride around on different times, you know, I'll just get a radio station on a Sunday morning, you know, I'll be on a trip or something like that, and I'll listen, and boy, I'll just almost stop my car, and I start listening, glory be to God, you know, I mean, and you know, that man is telling the truth. That man, boy, I tell you what, that must be some people right there. They're flat hearing the truth, or he's about to get thrown out of there one. And then, all of a sudden, here comes the hook. It's called, I hope you don't miss this, it's mixture. And it's sending folks like you and me to hell. And it comes over there. And that mixture comes back in. And when the mixture comes in there, it's hard for a while. And hard and hard. And you'll sit there and convict it. And all of a sudden the conviction is killed. Because, you know, we're all right, but it's those other folks. You know, we have found security in our doctrines and traditions and everything. And when he gets through with this thing, you've got your toes stepped on a little. And your life hadn't changed. You go back out and you make the bushel smaller and the shekel bigger. As you continue in your pursuits and see him by the righteous judgment of God, by your standards of measure, it's measured unto you. See, you're not getting these fortresses torn down in you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They're not being torn down because you're listening to a whole lot of truth with a hook on it. And you get to that part. When you get to that part where it comes in to moves into holiness and righteousness. See, folks, this is the reason we have not understood an enemy that's come to kill, steal, and destroy in us is because we have been so locked in and blocked into such darkness and gloom has covered the earth. This is the day of the Lord you're living in right now. It's a time of the greatest deception on earth. And the reason we haven't is when you have tunnel vision, you can only see in the Bible what fits in your particular structure or traditions, and you've got over 400 in this country alone. Just pick whatever flavor you want and sit there and go right straight to hell in it.